And welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. I'm Paul DeTito. He is Roman Oben. And Roman, the Giants have now been shut out for the fourth time over the last three seasons. They are 1-2 bouncing back off of those shutouts thus far. What do they have to do to respond better in Dallas?
Well, I think going back to Sunday, Paul, you just would have thought this team was a lot further ahead than they were last year. I think it was a Thursday night game, 38-0 Carolina. We thought we'd seen the end of that. Unfortunately, they did not respond well in a game that they really needed to win in that division.
All right, so for our news of the day, it's the Geico update, and 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUDIO. Victor Cruz underwent the torn patella knee surgery the other day. He's on injured reserve. He is out for the season. And when you look at this, Roman, I mean, he is such a big part of this offense. What did the Giants do to make up for it?
Well, in terms of what you're losing what Coach Coughlin said, a great receiver, a great Giant, a great contributor. And really the number one target of Eli Manning over the last 3 years when he's healthy. And then what Victor Cruz brings to the table, you know, running through traffic, yards after the catch. I mean, even some of the plays he'd had against the Eagles and look what he did a few weeks ago against the Texans. And the fact that Victor Cruz had worked hard, even through those drops earlier on in the season, that he was really poised to have a great season this year. But unfortunately, had the knee injury, and the team has to move on.
According to ESPN, Victor Cruz projected for 40 catches and 560 yards over the remainder of the Giants' season. So those are the kind of numbers they've got to try to make up for. Now, Kevin Ogletree, a former Cowboy, former Buccaneer, former Lion, who was with the Lions earlier this season, was brought in yesterday and signed. He's averaged 13 yards a catch in his career. He's more of a medium-range guy, even though he's fast.
Well, he's good, but one thing is he's a professional. He's been successful, as Coach Coughlin said, around the different teams that he's played in. So you're getting a veteran that can instantly contribute to this offense.
All right, so what about Preston Parker? You heard Coach talk about him. He's a veteran. He's been here all throughout camp. He's going to get some work in the slot.
Yeah, I love Preston Parker's story as far as from a fan standpoint. But, again, what he means to this offense, again, in that slot, he's really worked well to just be an efficient route runner. He's really a smart football player, and he's really reliable. He's got good hands. He's not a great speed guy, but in between the hashes, the numbers, that's where Preston Parker is effective. And he's good some yards after the catch. So when he catches the ball, he's always going vertical. He never dances around and tries to make the big play, but he's a very dependable receiver.
All right, so besides Cruz, let's get a look at the Giants' updated pre-practice report as they head out to work today, Roman.
Yeah, I mean, look at nothing really stands out in terms of the injuries, but, I mean, looking at, Spencer Paysinger with the hamstring, DRC back in hamstring. Last week it was knee, so we have to monitor that each day.
Well, it kind of flew under the radar, but Tremaine McBride wound up having thumb surgery the other day. He's on injury reserve and out for the year, and, of course, he was their second slot corner after Walter Thurman got hurt with the pec and went on injured reserve. So now J-Ron Hosley, guess what? It's your turn.
Yeah, and that's why they keep him on the roster. I mean, he had a lot of success early in his career, got on the field, actually had some injuries in the past. But when you're a young player and you get those kind of reps, that only makes you better. So he kept him on the roster. Now he's up. He's the next man up, and he's got to come and produce to be, you know, a contributor on this defense.
And it's a shame because McBride had done such a good job. You saw some of the clips there just moments ago. Now, we also know that DRC has a bit of an issue, lower body issues. We're not even sure exactly what it is. It seems to change every other week, but he's not doing so well either, and that's got to be a concern.
Well, and the fact that Coach Coughlin said that he's going to try to go today, so he's a guy that's really a tough player, and he's playing through these injuries. And we haven't really seen DRC 100% really since the first 2-3 weeks of the season. So he's going to tough it out. But when he's in there, just his range, his height, and what he's able to do just as a smart corner, you need him out there to cover some of these better receivers that the Giants are going to face on Sunday.
Roman, it's time for our Twitter question. Let's go right to it. SonnyBoy2323 says, why couldn't the Giants stop the run or get to the quarterback last week? McCoy had 149 yards rushing, and the Giants only got one hit on Nick Foles. It was a sack by DeMontre Moore.
Well, Paul, the easy answer is they didn't execute. But I think overall, when you're going to this Philadelphia Eagles offense, you've got to cover so many things that it really spreads you out defensively. And that played well into what the Eagles did. You look at LeSean McCoy, this big run that he had. Prior to this, he was only averaging 2.9. So you got LeSean McCoy, you got Darren Sproles, Nick Foles, obviously had some big plays downfield. He wasn't touched at all. So across the board, when you got to have one eye on the running back, one eye on the quarterback, one eye in the backfield, you're not able to just do one thing well. And the Eagles did a great job of spreading this defense out and really executing offensively. Defense did not execute.
Now, the Giants' offensive line took a major step back in Philadelphia. Eli Manning was sacked 6 times. Ryan Nassib came in relief. He was also sacked 2x. The 8 sacks, the most allowed by the Giants since they played the Cowboys in 2008.
Yeah, and Paul, I actually spoke to Justin Pugh 2 days ago personally. We were just talking about just being a young tackle and what you've got to do to bounce back from those type of games. But I said this at postgame. The Giants seemed like they had issues with smaller, quicker guys on the road. You know, guys like Trent Coles, guys that are undersized. And he was all over the place. You saw some protection breakdowns, and you saw some of the physical mistakes. But one thing I could say as an offensive lineman, physical mistakes can be corrected. But what you didn't see a lot of, mental mistakes, blocking the wrong guy, guys that's coming through free. So because it's physical mistakes, I think Giants fans can be rest assured that those are the things that can be corrected.
And continuing the offensive line play, they didn't exactly blow holes for Andre Williams and Peyton Hillis either. I think they wound up with 80-something yards for the night in rushing, but it's got to be better against Dallas.
Yeah, 3.3 was what Andre Williams did last week. That's not going to be good enough against this defense. You just kept hoping every other carry he was going to break one for 15, for 20, because he's such a tough runner. And as he gained momentum downfield, 5-10 yards later, that's when he can break a big run. You didn't see it. The Eagles really had the better hand against the Giants, obviously, in the running game and against the pass.
All right, so as it stands now, the Giants are 3-3. The Cowboys and the Eagles are both 5-1, so the Giants have 2 games to make up. Some people think the game in Dallas on Sunday is a must-win. Whether or not you agree, we're going to try to dissect it when we come back after this.
And wellness have always been part of my game plan for success. And now the New York Giants have teamed up with Hackensack University Medical Center to build a state-of-the-art facility to help you stay fit and well. Hackensack UMC Fitness and Wellness, powered by the Giants, features a world-class fitness center, saltwater filtered pools, a sports performance center, Beyond Day Spa. Stop in to check out the new facility on Route 17 in Maywood or visit giants.com/fitness to learn more about memberships.
Welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. Wow, the Cowboys had a big win in Seattle last weekend. It's the kind of win that just shook ripples throughout the league. 30-23, they held the ball for 38 minutes. They had four scoring drives of 70 yards or more, and they held Marshawn Lynch to 10 carries for 61 yards, including a 32-yard burst. Dominant, Roman? That's about as dominant as it gets.
Well, Paul, when you get to that third of the season and around the league, they're talking about what are the markers. I mean, this game for the Dallas Cowboys was a marker in terms of where they were in the league compared to the other good teams. Now they're playing like they are one of the better two or three teams in the NFC.
All right, and DeMarco Murray has really been the heart of their resurgence. He's only the second running back in NFL history to start the season with six straight games of 100 or more yards rushing. He's back to, I tell you what, he is on fire.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the attempts. You're talking about around 30 carries a game. He's averaging 4.9. He's running behind that big physical offensive line. Everyone knows they got three first-round picks in that line. And the fact that they're all playing really well. He's running behind his pads, and he's really become a better back each year. But this is a year where he's having by far his finest season of his career.
The interesting part, Roman, over the last 2 weeks, I believe they've thrown him 14 passes. All of a sudden, he's becoming more important in the passing game. And when you've got the offensive line that they've got, you could do a lot of things with Murray.
Yeah, you look at Zach Martin, right guard for Notre Dame. Frederick was a first-round pick last year. I mean, Tyron Smith, left tackle. I mean, he's actually one of the better left tackles in the league. I love his feet. All those guys are really playing well together. And that, again, I can't overstate how good an offensive line play means when you have a running back that's leading the league in rushing and a quarterback that's playing extremely well.
Yeah, the other thing that they really love is that they got Tony Romo clicking at a high level. 69% completes. That is third in the NFL. He's had two touchdown passes or more in four straight games going into this one.
Yeah, and I always say the best friend of any quarterback is a solid offensive line, a good running game, and that minimizes your third downs, your third and shorts. I mean, this team is 56% on third down. That's tops in leagues, and that's directly reflected on what they're doing on first and second down. And when you've got weapons like Tony Romo has, it just makes his job a lot easier. I mean, this is the cleanest I've seen Tony Romo stand in the pocket probably in his career.
Now, one thing the Giants have to watch for, you heard Tom Coughlin talk about Romo's escapability and his ability to then make a big play off of it. I'm going to give you a crazy number, Roman. The Cowboys are 9 of 11 on passing to the deep middle of the field. The safeties better watch out. That is a 27 yards per pass average on those throws. They will hit you.
Well, let's go back to the running game. That running game has enabled those defensive safeties to come up and creep on the line of scrimmage. So you're seeing a lot of receivers get behind those safeties, especially that deep middle. And when Tony Romo starts to break, typically you'd see him throw to the outside. But now he's, like you said, he's going back to the middle. So they found the new wrinkle in this Scott Linehan offensive attack.
Now, the real shocking thing about Dallas is not that they're scoring points. We knew they had offensive skill position players and a good O-line. But their defense is near the middle of every category in the NFL. And quite honestly, going into the season, everybody thought they'd be near the bottom.
Well, one thing, Paul, you know, I think Rod Marinelli's the defensive coordinator. He was my defensive line coach in Tampa. Now, he's found a way to make these guys play together. And they're playing well because they communicate with each other. Everyone's in the right place. They have solid gap integrity. And defensively, in their secondary, they communicate with each other probably better than anybody I've seen on film. Again, it's still early in the season. But in terms of what they're doing right now to this point, Paul, Dallas has seemed like they've got a winning formula down there in Big D.
Well, you do see some of their numbers are still kind of jaded. The 5-something yards a carry, not very good. They've allowed 19 plays of 20 or more yards in the league. That's tied for 11th in the league, and that's really what's happened here. They have not given up a lot of big plays. They're giving up drives. They're giving up yardage, but they're not giving up the big one, and that's really helped them out.
Well, when you look at an offense that's on the field 34 minutes a game, which leads the league in terms of time possession, so this defense is only getting about 50 to 60 snaps a game. So they're getting high-quality snaps. So they're not getting out there tired. You're not seeing 18-play drives every week. But, again, they found a winning formula.
All right, Roman, it's going to be a good one. The Giants and the Cowboys down in the Big D on Sunday at 4:30. Keep it here to MSG all week for all of your Giants coverage. For Roman Obin, I'm Paul Dottino. We'll see you next time on Giants Press Conference Live.